Recorded Books presents Disruption, New Short Fiction from Africa by various authors. Narrated by Dele Ogundiron, Tony Tambi, and Ariane Kassam. Introduction. Disruption, noun. Disturbance or problems which interrupt an event, activity, or process. We chose this as the broad topic and title for Short Story Day Africa's 2020 collection, in utter innocence of how prescient it would prove to be. The stories had already been submitted for the annual SSDA competition. Our faithful and experienced volunteer readers were sifting through them to choose a long list. The board was trying to raise funds for the production of the next anthology, and the world as we knew it stuttered to a halt. The spread of a highly infectious and sometimes deadly coronavirus around the world at the start of 2020 changed our lives and the way we live them, most probably for good. Our communities, families, economies, health, and daily activities have all transformed in ways we could not have imagined, and seldom for the better. The pandemic, along with the ensuing lockdowns and the disastrous economic fallout, have had a dramatic impact on SSDA, already mostly dependent on volunteer time and energy and ad hoc donations. We had already decided, with great reluctance, to shelve, at least temporarily, our highly successful editing mentoring program, simply because of lack of funds. We paid the mentees very modest honorariums, and without any means of offering these, we could not in good conscience ask young editors to commit to a process that would involve considerable sacrifice of their time. SSDA prides itself on the intensive editing process into which we enter with our contributors. This commitment to developing authors and their skills is a hallmark of the project and enables new and emerging writers to compete on a less bumpy playing field with more experienced and established authors. So even without mentoring talented editors gaining traction in their field, Rachel Zadok and I were nevertheless anticipating the editing with great pleasure, working with the caliber of writers, talented novices in particular, attracted by this competition is one of the professional highlights of my year. Alas, it was not to be. I fell ill with the virus at exactly the same time that my home country, South Africa, began its first lockdown. I subsequently developed what has now come to be recognized as post-acute COVID syndrome, also known as long COVID, or LOCO, as I think of it, and had no choice but to withdraw as one of the volume editors. I was not alone, sadly. Members of the SSDA team have been bereaved. They have had to nurse friends or family members who have been gravely ill. They have been hammered economically, with many losing their income sources and streams. Some have had to seek supplementary employment, leaving little time for passion projects like this one. Along the way, we lost a year, but we were not alone in this, as was the case with many projects, especially cultural ones. We could not put out this collection in 2020 as planned. Nevertheless, the wait has been worth it. It is a credit to the team, led by the apparently unstoppable Rachel Zadok, that this volume has come out at all, given the loss of health, time and funding that has hung like a pall over it. Jason Michael Schneiman and Karina Sturrick, board members and tireless supporters, joined forces with Rachel to complete the editing and have done a beautiful job of collaborating with and coaxing the best from the contributors. Of the selection process, Rachel Zadok says, "This year, as always, the first round of reading was blind. An experienced team of editors read with a keen eye for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?